Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not careful, next year, without you ever knowing it, your utility bills could skyrocket. Because what's going to begin happening next year is a program where you're going to be charged depending on what time of the day you use your energy. And one of our sponsors at this year's convention is Energy Upgrade California. They are a generous sustaining sponsor, and they are sponsoring a number of our events, and I'm having trouble right this second finding them, but I will in a minute. But here to speak with us for the next few minutes is one of the representatives from Energy Upgrade California. We'd please welcome generous sponsor Yesenia Vargas, who's here to speak with us.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah. Say another word.
Hello?
There you go.
Okay. Just speak up if anyone can't hear me. But yes, I'm here on behalf of Energy Upgrade California.
Can you hear her? She needs a better mic.
Okay.
A little bit better.
I'm leaning in.
There
is that better?
There you go.
Sorry, I'm a little shy. So I'm here on behalf of Energy Upgrade California. We're a statewide program.
Please be quiet.
We're a statewide program under the California Public Utilities Commission. So you're being billed by your local utilities. I think in this region it's PG&E for the most part. But we work with all the energy providers in the state. So SDG&E, SoCalGas, all of that. And what California has been moving to is time of use billing. If you work in commercial sector, agricultural, industry, you're already automatically on that plan. It's been the law for the past couple of years. And in certain counties, especially in the Central Valley, where a lot more is coming from solar, and so you have to regulate time of use because you get higher production hours during, you know, when the sun is out, those places are already on time of use. But by 2019, the whole state will be on this program. And what this means is that the time you use your electricity is going to matter as much as how much electricity you use. That doesn't mean that your bill is necessarily going to go up, however. If you have electric vehicles, if you have medical equipment, or if you have any sort of income-based discount program with your local utilities, those will all continue. So nothing changes on that front. However, let's say you, leave appliances plugged in throughout the day. During the hours of 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., those are going to be peak hours during weekdays. Weekends, it's going to be back to normal. Holidays, back to normal. But weekday hours, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., are going to be peak hours. So using electricity during those times is going to be billed higher. Now, what this means is when you can try and, say, do laundry after 9 p.m. or do laundry on a weekend, then it, business as usual, it continues. And we're always interested in hearing back of how this is affecting communities. We did initially some surveys and trying to get some feedback in 2017 as we prepared to roll this out. But California is an incredibly large state, and we want to continue hearing from as many voices as we possibly can. We really want to make sure that this doesn't inconvenience people. Primarily the reason that the state is transitioning to this is, there's a lot more people living in California now. So yeah, Energy Upgrade California is all about basically reaching out and teaching people how to save energy, getting them ready for this switchover to time of use. And the way we do this is we partner with small businesses, we partner with nonprofits, with community groups, things like CCB, and sponsor events like this. So if you're involved in a regional chapter, if you have a small business, any of this, and you'd like to get involved, find ways we can support you and help you get the message out as well, please come find me. I'm sure CCB has my contact info if you don't manage to find me here. But we're always looking to see how we can partner with the community and make this transition as simple as possible. If there's any questions, I can also.
Are there questions for Yesenia? Wait, yes. You need it. I heard Anita's voice first.
I think they have a mic over there.
Hold on. Give me a second.
I heard several behind in the back of the room before I heard you, Kristen. We only have a couple minutes for questions, ladies and gentlemen.
Just from the standpoint, it's Rick Plath.
I heard Anita first. Where is Anita? Okay, I heard her first. Anita, get the mic to her.
Hi, my question is real quick. I get a lot of calls or people coming to the door for solar. Now, I'm not interested in having solar energy in my house. Is that a factor to all this?
It's not. The reason some regions of the state have transitioned first to time of use is because they're very reliant on solar. But this is just going to affect regional energy providers regardless of whether they get it through, you know, conventional electricity means, compressed natural gas, all of that. So time of use is going to be just statewide blanket.
Who else seeks the floor? I heard Christy say her name, and since she said her name, I'm going to let her have the floor. Make it fast, Christy. Christy.
Christy, where are you?
All right. So mine is the same kind of question as Anita. We're constantly being asked about solar. How much is your electric bill? And solar. And companies that say that they are representing California energy programs, and how do we know the fakes from the real?
We can't do it, yeah.
So I would always advise you to consult with your existing energy provider. They have regional installers that say that they'll be able to tell you. So there's a program that works statewide called Grid Alternatives. They install solar for free in low-income communities and in rural communities. They are on the websites of these energy providers, or if you just call up your representative, they'll be able to tell you who's legitimate. But if someone's just knocking on your door, I wouldn't advise just taking their word for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know there are five people standing. This was Energy Upgrade California's official time as one of our sponsors. I promise you that over this next year, we will find ways to get information to you. We will have an article in the Blind Californian. I'm now understanding we need to arrange forums where your questions can get answered. But CCB will be looking into this matter, and we will make sure that Energy Upgrade California gets the information to you that you need, so that you won't be unawares, taken advantage of, and spend your money when you don't need to on timed energy release systems. So I'm sorry, but we are going to have to move on at this time. I do want to thank Energy Upgrade California for sponsoring the fellowship walk. Also, they're going to low energy electricity users, the dog quiet room, the relief area, and the guide dog user handler's luncheon. So thank you to Upgrade California Energy. Lots of people are going to want to talk to you, so we will get your... Okay, we're going to put something out in the connection so that you find out how to talk to Yessie and get in touch with her. So I promise we're going to pursue this issue over the remainder of this year. Okay? Is that good? Okay. In fact, as he just reminded me, the editor of the connection is sitting next to me. But I'm going to ask him to put on one of his other many, many hot hats. And this time it's going to be as chair of our bylaws committee. But I want you to give me a few seconds to get our table rearranged up here so our committee is up here. Jeff, if you would come down and sit to my left. Could you come down?
Jeff, do you need a quiet guy?
Come on down. The water's fine. Gives wake-up call a whole new meaning. We need the rest of the bylaws committee up here. David, Steve, David, Frank.
Anybody else?
Do you need the mic?
Or do you want to share with Judy?
I can share with Judy, probably.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we should share.
That one.